I read online this week about a few hundred children, well, teens, I guess, ages 12 to 17, arriving at an Assembly of God camp in Waxahachie, Texas. These teens are unaccompanied minors from Honduras and Central America. The kids will be at this camp for 21 days while they're processed and while they attempt to find family members either in the States or elsewhere. Some may be deported, some may stay in the States. In addition to this camp, the Baptist Child and Family Services are working with them to provide adults to help care for and find ways to meet their needs. I mention this because I've been thinking about these kids all week. I was wondering what it must be like to be in a strange land, not knowing anyone, not having a place to lay your head, being loaded up on buses and driven to another place you don't know, not knowing what the future holds for you, not knowing if there is anyone really trying to help you. What must that feel like? I was so proud of this camp when I heard that they were doing this, and I was proud to know that Baptist Child and Family Services were working with them. But I wasn't proud of the way people reacted to their arrival in Waxahachie. People immediately reacting out of fear, and I understand fear, and I understand that we've been thrown, a lot of fear has been thrown at us recently, and that heightens our fear, especially about people coming into our country. But people were reacting as though the buses of children were full of terrorists and that they had been delivered into Waxahachie, and worse than that, they were going to be released into the community and allowed to, I don't know, contaminate everyone. Parents were wanting them to be checked for diseases and not to be allowed near children or schools. People were wanting more security around the camp so that they could not be out of the camp area. People were wanting to make sure there were no terrorist connections. And now we can debate all day long about letting people into our country and all that involves, and I'm not really wanting to do that today. If you want to do that at some point in time, give me a call. I'll sit down and do that. But today, I can't think about this without thinking about what it must have been like for these kids. Kids waiting. Waiting. Waiting to see where they might sleep. Waiting to see what they might eat. Waiting to see what tomorrow will hold. I couldn't help but see the similarities in these children and Mary and Joseph. Traveling a great distance, not being received very well by the community because of circumstances probably beyond their control. Being afraid, being uncertain of what the future holds, not knowing where their next meal will come or where they will lay their heads. When we read the Luke scripture for today and hear the words of John the Baptist, some people see that as apocalyptic. But John the Baptist is talking about expectations and what we expect. I wonder, what did Mary and Joseph expect as they entered this town? As Mary is with child and unmarried, as they are entering a busy, busy place with no place to go. What did Mary and Joseph expect? What do these children in Waxahachie expect today? What do you expect today? I'm guessing that the last thing we expect, especially in difficult times, is love. Do we expect to find love ever? Is it something we expect? We can talk about hope. It's actually something we look for in our difficult times. We can reach down and find peace even in difficult times. But how often do we expect to find love? Even when things aren't going great, do we expect love? When the people turn to John the Baptist and ask, "What can we do? Tell us how to act so we won't be considered vipers." What does John tell them? First, he says, "Be kind. If you have two coats, share one with someone who doesn't have a coat." Well, that sounds simple enough, doesn't it? Simple, really. Well, maybe. Well, we give away our old coats when we get new ones. Is that good enough? How easy is it to just give someone a coat that you have? I watched yesterday as hundreds of kids got to pick out new coats from the Coats for Kid drive yesterday. What joy comes from that simple act of kindness, of giving someone a coat. And then John the Baptist says, "Be honest. Tax collectors, you're robbing people." He said, "Collect only the taxes that are owed. Don't try to get more. Be honest." That sounds really easy, doesn't it? I'm not a tax collector. So that's easy. But there are many ways that we're dishonest with those around us. And then work hard for your wages and be happy with them. Well, we'll just let that one lie right there. It seems simple enough, doesn't it? Be kind, be honest. Work hard, be satisfied. It's interesting that love is not mentioned in this passage. Don't we need to love people? Isn't that what this whole thing about? Isn't that what Advent is all about? Love? And that weighed on me. And I went right back to those children in Waxahachie. Do they expect to be loved? Do they really have any hope of being loved? We actually did love first this year. Some churches do joy this week and love next week. But we did love this week because for me, I am sure that we can't have joy until we first have love. And I'm not sure we can really know love until first someone is kind and caring and honest with us. Then love shines through. Then and only then can God's love shine through. I don't know what these children's expectations were coming into this country. I don't know how they got here. I don't know if their parents brought them and they got separated, or did their parents send them in hopes that they might find a better life. I don't know what they expected, but I'm wondering if they would even know at this point how to be loved. It's easy to watch our children set up here full of happiness and joy and love them. But think about children who during this Christmas Advent season do not know love. And you know, it's not always as easy as it sounds to allow yourself to be loved. When you're alone, when you're afraid, when you're unwanted, when you're traumatized, you feel unworthy. Feeling unworthy means not only feeling unworthy of basic things, but also unworthy of love. Perhaps the first step to love are feeling kindness, someone being honest with you. Maybe, just maybe, as the people at the Assembly of God camp and as the people of Baptist Children and Family Services show kindness and honesty and work hard with these children from Central America, they might just begin to feel worthy enough for love. The song that Jeff sang today fit so perfectly. How often can we say to whoever is in our midst, "You are welcome here because you're a child of God." Maybe, just maybe, those children can be touched. And maybe, just maybe, the community of Waxahachie will see through the work and the love and the kindness and the honesty that these children are no different than all of us. They need to be loved. Our Isaiah passage today begins by saying, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid." I admit that this day and time, it's easy to get caught up in the fear, isn't it? We see acts that frighten us and make us afraid to even leave our own homes. I read everywhere, what is happening to our world? And as much as I understand that fear that our world is headed down the tubes, we can read right here that it's not a new fear. Every generation has had fear. It's perhaps spread a little more rapidly because of technology, but there's never been a time where people thought, "Hey, things are going great in our world." Think about that. But Advent is about preparing. It's also about remembering. It's also about anticipating and expecting the hope and peace and the love that is already inside each one of us. Knowing that God created us out of love and loves us with a love that transcends all fear and all hatred and all differences. If we allow it, if we allow it to come alive and grow in us, through us, and out of us. When we accept that love and share that love, then those verses, the verses in Philippians and in Isaiah, come alive. "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. God is with us. God is in us. There is nothing to fear that we can't face, knowing that. Knowing that our hearts are protected by a love like none other. Amen and amen.